said that you wanted Reggie to make Paul raise their ass moves this offseason. Do you feel he did that?
I do feel he did that. See, coming into this free agency as an organization and as a team and as a leader for myself personally, we weren't looking for any saviors to come here and get in this locker room. We were looking for help. We're looking for help to bring this, the tradition, the winning attitude, and a championship pedigree back to this organization and to the locker room. I think we did that. Like I said, it's a certain stature and pedigree that you have only by winning a championship. Things that, you know, even leaders like myself don't have yet. I haven't been able to experience the playoffs or a championship. And with guys like Tuck and Woodley, when you bring guys like that in here, especially on the defensive side of the ball, it really helps. It brings a different attitude to a different aspect of leadership into a locker room, into a team. It says a lot to a team. You know, at the end of this thing, when you say you have, you know, 100% attendance, it means a lot. It means dedication, commitment to excellence. It's holding each other accountable, and it means a lot to the team to be committed to something like this. You know, we're all grown men here, and we all have, you know, lives outside of football and families and responsibilities. But for us to be able to make this team and these workouts and the camaraderie and growing together and gelling as a group a priority, it means a lot to everyone when you see guys here. You know, it's we're definitely closer. I think we've improved at a lot of positions, especially on paper. But you know, the story's always told later on when you get into training camp and you actually start getting to practice, because you know, anyone could play football without the pads on, but once it gets serious and you face a little adversity and you see how your team adjusts to that, that's when you really start knowing the story that the season's going to hold. A lot, you know. You'd have to look at my phone bill to really see the recruiting I actually did. But I did a lot. Donald Penn just told me today he was tired of me texting him 2-3 times a day. But you know, like I said, it's about this team. You know, a lot of people know. You know, this team is very important to me. What it means to be a Raider is important to me. Important to my life, my career, and. You know, just what it means. It means a lot for me to be able to have the ability to even recruit and say, come join my team. And I think we did a great job of bringing some guys in. Obviously, we lost out on a few guys that we wanted to keep. But I think other than that, we were fairly successful.
Are you impressed with the showing of the guys that
we have? Absolutely. Very close to 100%, and a couple guys that aren't here, I know why they aren't here, and I know when they're going to show up. So, you know, there's always things that come up, you know, it's life. So it is 100% in my eyes. So, like I said, it means a lot to me, especially when you have veteran guys, you know, because you're definitely not here for the money, because the money for offseason program is not life-changing money, but, it means a lot when you're here, because it means you're truly dedicated to what we have going on.
What's your first impressions of Matt Schaub?
Matt Schaub's a good guy. You can tell he's a leader, and that's what you need at the quarterback position, because they possess the most power with the ball in their hand, touching their hands every single play on the offensive side of the ball. So I think we have a great leader, a great guy, and looking forward to him being confident as a Raider quarterback. I think it means a lot for him, you know, as offensive coordinator, just for one, just having stability at a position. And you have a vested veteran at the position, at the helm of that position. And I think it's going to mean a lot to him to be able to open his mind and allow him to be as creative as possible. Maybe, you know, as creative as he's been in his career as a as an offensive coordinator. Nothing surprises me at this point in time in my career. I've seen a lot happen in my 7 years here in the organization, and nothing really surprises me. As a team, we just wish him the best, thank him for what he did here, and you know, wish him the best.
What do you see in the possibility of a Jones-Drew McFadden combination?
I think it's going to be special. You know, first things first is keeping Darren healthy. And he's 100% right now, so that's always great coming in the offseason, not having to rehab or deal with any, you know, past injuries. And, you know, keep Maurice healthy as well. You know, going along your career, you just want to stay healthy. And we keep those guys healthy. I definitely think we'll have the best tandem in the league.
But if they're healthy, that takes away carries from
you. Oh, man. You know, I've never been too worried about the number of carries I get. But rest assured, when I get it, it's going to be excitement. That's for sure.